Are we breathing? Are you ready? And so that was the beginning, just the beginning of naming our sorrow. And now, as it is with the spirit of life, may we also make time for joy. A number of days ago, I was in a meeting with mostly UUCWC leaders, but also someone who doesn't know our congregation very well. As a way to introduce ourselves, but also this place of UUCWC, we went around the table and shared a time when we felt most connected to this place and to this people. I will admit that I tried to imagine what each person was going to say before they said it. And while there weren't many of us around the table, there were enough for me to be surprised. To be reminded of the breadth of experience, the range of ministry, the corners of the building, of this building that gives life, the programs that the minister certainly has nothing to do with, the times that live in legend for so many of us, the times that live in recent memory for others. Here is some of what I heard. It's bringing the youth group on service trips, one answered, and another echoed quickly the reflections, the credos we hear during coming of age. The dedication of this sanctuary after it was built, another said, finally built, carpet on the floor, blessings written in marker underneath. Another recalled the feeling of flower communions. Each of us circled around, each of us finding a space in the circle. And so it went around the table, a recollection of how we are fed and how we are home here and why we return again and again. Today, it feels especially important to share some of those stories that hold us close, rooted to one another and to this tradition. Especially important as Sue Flynn, our first ministerial resident, begins today and journeys with us for the next 10 months. And as a reminder, too, to each of us about who we are and who we can be with her. But here's the thing. What I was so thankful to remember in hearing those stories around the table the other day is that I am often not the best one to choose which story to tell or to anticipate what matters. So I have asked five members of the congregation to each share a few brief words to say who or what this place is, who they are because of it, why it matters, and why they return. And while I swear I asked many men to speak, none of those who I reached out to while this last-minute service planning happened were available. So you get to hear from five lovely, powerful women from the longest time of membership to the most recent. I'll let Charlie start us off.
I'm Charlie Groth. Welcome, Sue, to our heritage of vibrancy, friendliness, and home place. This March, I celebrated the 50th anniversary of being part of this congregation. When my family carried me through the front door of 489 West State Street in Trenton, they stayed because of the friendliness, even to a family with five rambunctious children. Initially, I stayed because I was a kid and couldn't stay home alone. But I attended into adulthood because people here are not only nice, but also creative. Truly, there are just not enough coffee hours for us to learn all the interesting things about each other, so we have committee meetings. And we have work parties where funny things happen, like the time Roger Long, who helped my dad and brothers take that window from our old building, the time Roger Long stood barefoot on a chair hanging pictures for the photo show, and the Women's Alliance sold his shoes before he got down again. Like many of us, I'm still here because my personal history is entwined with the church. This is where I met and married my husband, where my daughter's dedication and coming of age ceremonies happened, and where the funerals for my firstborn and my mother were held. all with the support of this home place. Now you initiate us as a teaching church, and we become part of your story. Welcome.
Sue is a member of this community for over 40 years. It's my pleasure to join these other folks in welcoming you to our loving community. As you can imagine, since my husband Bernie and I have been around this long, we truly have found a spiritual home here. Our kids grew up here, participated in the RE program, and Bernie and I have been part of just about every aspect of church life from the early years, as Charlie alluded to, when we cleaned this building ourselves and took the garbage home, to our current involvement with the Homefront program and the Memorial Garden. We've experienced a lot of changes over the years. We've seen ministers, members, friends, leaders come and go. But one thing remains, and that is the spirit of this community. It's a warm and welcoming spirit, one that endures through thick and thin. It draws us to work together, to speak honestly, to listen with open minds and hearts. We aren't afraid to take on challenges or explore new possibilities to grow in our faith. So you can see why I love this place and why I remain a part of it. Bernie and I have made deep and loving friendships here. We care about each other in this place, and we'll care for you too.
Good morning, Sue, and welcome. When Bernice and I first came to UCWC, we heard over and over how caring this community was. We believed what we heard because we saw over and over again the shared joys and sorrows, how people genuinely cared about one another, rejoicing in their joys and reaching out to console those with concerns. It was easy to hear and see how people truly seemed to love one another here and to be invested in one another's well-being. But last summer, something happened. I was scheduled for surgery on May 3rd to remove a meningioma, a benign tumor in my brain. The hospital was wonderful, the doctors and nurses top rate. But from the beginning, things went wrong. The surgery was difficult and lasted 8 hours instead of four. To make it worse, the surgery site wouldn't heal. I'll spare you all the details. Suffice it to say that anything that could go wrong did. From the very beginning, and even after I got home, 5 months later, the caring was palpable. Cards, so many I couldn't count them. Bear read me the cards, every single one. And in one room, an ICU, I think, she taped them to the large window, so I had a whole wall of cards to look at. Sometime in June, I'm told, a large number of you stayed after a Sunday service for a collective prayer on my behalf. Friends were there to support Bernice from the start. They stayed with her at the hospital so that she was not alone during this terrifying experience. Some of you were there with Bernice every time I was taken down to the OR. Some of you stayed with her until I was able to leave the ICU. There were dinners in the freezer, waiting for my return, and gift cards for food to make our life a little easier. When our dog Frankie was able to come home after 80 days in the kennel, we were deeply touched to find out that most of the bill had already been paid by many of you. After Frankie came home, offers to care for her poured in. Some of you walked her, some of you fed her, some of you played with her, since Bernice was still at the hospital 15 hours a day. After I came home, some of you sat with me when Bernice had to go out. I was a fall risk, and the warden knew better than to leave me alone. Later, we had more offers than we could accept to drive me to PT. Before this ordeal, I had heard about this church's reputation. It was only when I was the one being cared for that I truly knew what it was like to be held in love by this community. I'm sure that I would not be here today were it not for this community and their love and support. And that's what UUCWC is like. Thank you.
I've been a part of this community for as long as I can remember. However, through all of my experiences during childhood, I've never found a place quite like this. This community is unique to me because it is the only place where I can find a clear message of tolerance, love, and acceptance through all of its members, even though our experiences are all very different. I continue to come back because it is the only place that dares to challenge me to fulfill my potential, but there are always strong arms to catch me if I ever stumble or fall. My confidence has been challenged because I was pushed to express myself in front of the congregation on multiple occasions, including today. My thoughts and opinions about controversial topics have been challenged through facilitated discussions in youth group and just by meeting some of our fascinating members. My threshold for kindness and charity has been challenged through the love this church sends out into the world, inspiring me to make a positive difference through groups like Loaves and Fishes and Homefront. I can only hope that you find the same love and acceptance during your time here.
My name is Bay Waltman, and I figured out that I'm the newbie in the group. So I'm not only new to UUCWC, but also new to Unitarian Universalism. But I'm honored to be part of this Welcoming Sue. As a newbie, welcome. So I wanted to share a poem that I wrote to express my beginner's journey. It's a little bit long, sorry. Glasses help. Before I ever went to church, I walked the endless wilds, abounding, always surrounding, whooping suburban escape and childhood escapade, whispering paths and animal tracks and gladly imagined streams and trails of spiritual discovery. In my terrible teens, I flew like a goose into the Canadian wild. The woods were overrun by scouts, but the scouts were far too loud for riding trails, and so I rode alone with the quiet guide. We climbed through quaking aspen and into a stand of pine, and he stopped and cocked his hat and whispered, "This is my church. This is my faith." When I finally found a church to call my own, my life had taken on a little bit of water, and I was old. But I stepped into this sanctuary and saw the open sky. I heard the trees creak and sway. I felt the encouraging stirring of faith. Unitarian Universalism, you say? I turned to hope, may it be so. Inclusion and worth and truth and no creed. And now the work of finding what I deeply believe. Sitting in my leaking boat, clinging to my paddle, wondering how, which way to go. Hey Buddha, I appreciate your middle way, your mindfulness, all those days sitting in the shade of that Bodhi tree, grasping handfuls of grass while letting go the woven net of need. But your numbers make it seem so easy when it is so hard. The three fetters, the four noble truths, the five wonderful precepts, the noble eightfold path. But what about all that emptiness? No self, no soul, no God. I'm not sure I can commit to that much unattachment. Hey, Jesus, I love you too. I love the 40 days you spent practicing compassion in the wilderness. You are so good, so merciful. I will love all your enemies for you. I'm still struggling to love mine. But I'm not so sure I can follow you all the way to resurrection and the Holy Trinity. Ah, the Sufi spiritual passion is exactly what burns my bones. Close both eyes, stay wide open, the sky, the moon, one swoop of glorious hope and devotion. All for God, you say, maybe. But most of all, I love the marshy swamp of grounded belonging, the earthly compassion that reaches and stretches and runs freely all the way toward deeper meaning. And so here I am, awake, but not fully awakened, a Unitarian Universalist by name, riding wide-eyed in my peaceable boat, floating past the bank of trees, moving with the river and into the gorgeous sea. One hand paddles, one hand trails behind. I have been given this day, blessed be.
Sue, you will learn a lot in the coming year, as will we. These are just some of the stories, some of the people you will come to know. And there are more, too. The Romeos show up each Tuesday and litter our parking lot with flashy convertibles, soft spirits, and hearty laughter. The chairs in my office are over two decades old, refurbished by the hands, the carpentry of women in this church. Our children are smart and clever, and they are not afraid of clergy. And they will remind you time and again why this faith matters if you take them seriously. We mow our own lawn and go up on the roof when it rains to see why the skylights still leak. Children run and adults read, and flowers are placed often in the memorial garden. The earth there is filled with friends and loved ones who are not distantly remembered, but still full of spirit in our hearts. Come spring, you will learn that the auction dinners bring out the competitive drive of the most gentle among us. On Thursday evenings, the choir meets at a local dive called It's Nuts. We frequent there so often that the church gets a portion of the money we spend, communities taking care of communities. And while you will hear that it's the food that gathers us together, we know it is to share the most simple of gifts, an open table, a curious heart, and a way to feed one another. Of course, there is grief here too, about the world and the way that we have or haven't answered to it, about the way things have changed and about the way they haven't, about the way time moves, slow and deep for some, rudely, unjustly vanishing for others. These are just some of the stories you will come to know, just some of the faces who will love you, who will root you on, who you can count on to encourage you to stand on a chair and receive a blessing, to give a blessing, to be afraid, to give hope, to reach into the pockets of this place and find reminders that you are not alone and that you are now a part of this story too. And of course, that goes for all of us. All of us filled with story and song, spirit and fears made of this place and brought to the altar of this space. All of us on the edge of some new beginning, new room of our lives in which we will undoubtedly learn some new discovery before us. Rootedness, relationship, learning, a making of a home does not happen overnight. May we each give and receive a blessing on our bodies that will carry this load, a blessing on our hearts and minds too, a blessing to stretch tall while what reaches underground in the quiet of the dark soil hidden from the world strengthens and nourishes the rest. Yes, reach into the pockets of this place and find the reminders that for each of us, all of us here, we are part of a shared story. There is a poem that I will just give you the very brief piece of, but we'll share more of at another time. It's an adaption of a Hebrew prayer, and it's for any time that you are about to begin something new. It says, all that we have been separately and all that we will become together is stretched out before and behind us like stars scattered across a canvas of sky. We stand at the precipice, arms locked together like tandem skydivers working up the courage to jump. Tell me, friends, what have we got to lose? Our fear of failure? Our mistrust of our own talents? What have we got to lose? The poverty of the spirit, the lie that we are not alone. Sue, will you please join me in the pulpit? And I offer you this moment to say a brief sharing.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. I'm absolutely delighted to be here as the UUCWC ministerial intern. Over the last year, I applied to internships across the country and had the joy of interviewing at several churches, including your own. During the interview with Kim, I had this sense of joy and was impressed with her combination of kindness and being able to make connections in really wonderful ways. When I was asked back for a second interview by members of the church, I was just struck by their enthusiasm and engagement, and it left me feeling grateful and undeniably excited. So I was honored when I was offered the job. Now, the first time I came here with my sister, I was very happy that I was able to convince her to sit in the back, because I knew I wanted to just take the space in before I was up here. And I was very happy because all of my family members like to sit in the front of the church always. That's who they are. But as the service unfolded, I just was overwhelmed by the feeling of love in community here, that it just filled me up so much. It was leaking out of my eyes the entire service. And once again, I've been crying through this service. So you get to see me do that up here. And I want to thank you all for being so welcoming already. I'm just so excited to work with you all and learn and grow. And this has already proved itself to be such an incredible place. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Sue, I offer you gifts as you begin your ministry with us. First, a candle whose warm, bright flame reminds us that we are not alone. Then a hymnal, a symbol that as we look toward a bright future, We do so grounded in the strong tradition given to us by prophetic women, men, and children who came before us. Very important, chocolate, for the sweetness and rich moments that we will savor together. A water-wise plant, a reminder to shape a sustainable ministry for yourself. A kazoo, to remind you of the importance to make joyful noise together and to have fun, because we really like to have fun. And lastly, a stone from our church grounds so you will feel at home.
Thank you so much. UUCWC, will you please repeat after me these words of affirmation and hope? Give us courage in our leaping.
Give us courage in our leaping.
And gratitude in our landing.
And may we share in the joy
of a fruitful ministry together. Welcome, Sue, and welcome home, welcome roots, welcome quiet growth, and the deep, brave standing on your chair reaches to the heart and to all. Blessed be.